Well, I thought I said closet once.
Well, you did. You did. But now, would you call, if it's a piece of furniture, would you still call it a closet, or would you call it something else?
I couldn't call it.
Okay. Do you have a word for it?
I said wardrobe.
War, yeah.
Is that what you'd call it?
Well, a wardrobe, that's right.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house? You know, on the walls, like...
Yeah. We call it weatherboarding.
Okay. What do you call a covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
Okay. And what about a porch that doesn't have any roof on it? What would you call that?
I just call that a...
Oh, would you have a word for it?
Well, I just said a platform. It didn't have no roof.
What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
A lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones just piled up?
Well, I'd call it a wall, a rock wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top and it has a handle on it and you carry water or milk in it?
Milk.
Well, I'd call it a bucket.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's made out of metal? Would you call it the same thing?
Well, bucket, yes.
Okay. What do you call a heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, a kettle or a pot.
Well, now what about something that maybe you fry some bacon in or something like that?
Oh, okay. You got a frying pan?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You got a lot of competition here.
Well, yes, I mean, I say they know more about my because I don't think it like they do.
No, what we're interested in is what you'd say. They can we'll let them say something if you don't think of something offhand, but what I'm really interested in is what you'd say. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
The sink.
Well, what about where you turn it on and off?
Well, they call it a faucet.
Okay. And how about the same thing if it's on a barrel? Would you call it the same thing?
Which?
If it's on a barrel?
Yes, I'm going to call it the same thing. We used to use that.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And what about the same thing out in the yard?
Grass. You mean the same thing out in the yard?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't say nothing else.
Okay. You'd still call it a faucet?
Yes, I'm still a faucet.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Put them in a paper sack.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Say which?
A large bag that's made out of real loosely woven cloth. Maybe 100 pounds of potatoes might, or 100 pounds of chicken feet or something might come in one of these.
Oh, yeah. What do you call it? Most of a sack.
Okay. Well, now, if you were going to describe what it was made out of, what kind of sack might it be?
Might be a tow sack.
Tow sack? Okay. Can you think of anything else it might be?
Well, you know, I can't call that though now. The old folks used to have these other kind of cloth, you know.
Uh-huh.
Wool, you know. Wool clothes, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, a tow sack's fine. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high, and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Well, that's a harp. What do they call that, a harp?
Can you play one of those?
No, I just blow one. That's about all.
Okay. And what do you call the same kind of thing, but it's shaped like that, and you hold it up to your teeth and pick it?
Well, that's a banjo, a guitar one.
Well, now this is something, again, but you hold it up to your teeth. It's sort of like a harp, except hold it up to your teeth and hum and pluck it. Like
yeah, well, I know the juice harp.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that children play on